One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Pompito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37, no, make that 38 plus years now of being on top. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was ranked nationally, and I'm an award-winning journalist. Quite a combination, but straight up, I know a little bit about boxing, but you, the average fan, you know a little bit more, especially you new folks on WBC TV. So I open up the toll-free phone lines just for you. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You got something to say? Drop me a, come on in and say it on live. But if you want to drop me a text, you can do that as well. The text number, the studio text line is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, it's official. Jermell Charlo is going to step up to 168 pounds. Of course, the WBC 160-pound title holder, 33-0, I believe, 22 KOs. Of course, stepping up to 168 to take on a guy that's not really a 168. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. I mean, Canelo is probably a smaller guy than Charlo. I mean, straight up, size-wise. I mean, one guy started like 145 pounds. The other guy started at 154. The bottom line is Charlo's got a size advantage, but will it matter? And he's taking on Canelo at the right time, right? Because Canelo's like long in the tooth, ready to go, stick a fork in him, all that kind of good stuff. Bottom line is we'll talk about that and more with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And we'll also delve on the fact that this is a Muhammad Ali weekend on WBC TV and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And at 40 minutes past hour, I'll go into the world of Salvador Sanchez, the greatest Mexican fighter of all time, or just overrated because he died young. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV, twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Often imitated, but never duplicated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One last question. At the end of your life, whether it was Allah who was saying it, Elijah Muhammad, or whether it was something that someone wrote about you after you'd gone, what's the thing you would most like people to say about your life? He was a great champion, or what? What would you like people to think about you when you've gone?
I'd like for them to say he took a few cups of love. He took one tablespoon of patience. One tablespoon, teaspoon of generosity. One pint of kindness. He took one quart of laughter, one pinch of concern, and then he mixed willingness with happiness. He added lots of faith, and he stirred it up well. Then he spread it over a span of a lifetime, and he served it to each and every deserving person he met.
Muhammad Ali, thank you very much.
Straight up, of course, Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time, talking about life in general. And, of course, he was a man of wisdom, no doubt about that. And I told you, everywhere we went in the world, he touched people without touching them physically. Now, my next guest, of course, my co-host, struck on Saturday, of course, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, he touches people, but he touches them with their hands, with his hands. Straight up, I'm talking about super dad himself, Mr. Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. Finally got some good weather here in New York. Summer's here.
That's good.
I'm on the best show.
That's good. The WBC TV just crashed, but, you know, we'll figure that out on another day. Bottom line is today just like went ba-bam, boom. Anyway, straight up, this is Ring Talk Live. While we still are coming to you on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Quest is our live streaming channel, and the WBC TV channel sort of went dead. Something happened. I think it's on my end as far as, like, the equipment that I've got, because I think I used the wrong plug today. But I might have used the wrong plug. I might not have. Bottom line is, I'm a little stressed out. But then add this, guess what? San Francisco is like going crazy. It takes me like an hour and 20 minutes to get here when in a month ago it was taking me a half hour, 20 minutes.
Are more people moving back to San Fran? What's going on?
No, they just drive like fools and they're clogging up the streets and this, you know, these entitled folks are clogging up the streets and they don't make rights on red lights. And, you know, I mean, come on, man, make a right turn. They don't realize they're holding everybody up for 3 or 4 minutes there.
I guess bad driving.
It's good old San Francisco. Straight up, let's talk about Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Canelo Alvarez is going to defend against Jermell Charlo, the 160-pound Charlo. Of course, the unbeaten lad. I believe he's 33-0. Is he 33-0 with 22?
Jermell Charlo, he's got the one loss to Tony Harrison.
No. This 160-pounder.
Oh, yes. He's undefeated, correct. But he hasn't fought in 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. June 19th, 2021 was his last fight, of course. But then again, you got to realize, you know, he's getting Canelo at the end of the road. So it's sort of like a give and a take here. Can you see me? Can you see where I'm going on that?
Well, Pedro, I don't know if you're aware, but as far as give and take, the 160 Charlo, Jermall, with an A, has bowed out with his little brother, Jermell Charlo, the junior middleweight. He's going to be the one that's taking on Canelo September 30th.
Did this happen overnight?
It happened literally overnight. Yes.
Wow.
It happened overnight. Jermall Charlo will not be fighting Canelo, like was reported last week by ESPN. Mike Coppinger, if I remember, he said it's a done deal. In boxing, there is no done deal until you get the two at the weigh-in, right? So Jermell Charlo will be the one who is the unified junior middleweight champion of the world with the one loss, like I said earlier, against Tony Harrison. And Canelo Alvarez, the unified super middleweight champion.
You just lost me on that fight now, so I'm not going to even bother tuning in that weekend. So that weekend is sort of like off my schedule now. It's coming. I mean, why did they get Mama Charlo to step in?
So with that said, you're down on Canelo fighting a guy who's 154 pounds.
I'm sort of down on Canelo in general if he doesn't want to fight either myself or Mr. Benavidez.
I can't blame you. I mean, I think Canelo Alvarez right now has reached that stardom, and he's been around so long. I think it's just human nature for people to get tired of him. And he's not fighting the hardest fights available. And credit to his handlers, and I guess he's built the brand that he's built, that he could kind of call his own shots. I mean, we've seen this before with Floyd Mayweather. He didn't fight the best at the given moment. And now Canelo Alvarez is following the same blueprint. However, between the two Charlos, Jermell's the better fighter. He's the more focused fighter. He's the guy that never gets in trouble. Yes, he's smaller, but you're going to see at the press conference, he's going to tower over Canelo. Canelo's about 5'7", if that. You know, he's fought at much bigger weights. He's thicker. But Jermell Charlo's not a small guy.
Okay, here's what's up. Odds makers are telling me that the Mama Charlo would probably be a better fight.
No.
Come on, Jermell's got a good shot, bro. But why won't he listen? This was a perfect opportunity for when the one Charlo fell out. He had to go get his brother. I mean, he couldn't get like Benavidez or anybody else of note, anybody of stature. Come on, man. I mean, I understand that the once beaten Charlo, the 154 pounder, is a good fighter. He came back and he beat Tony Harrison in the rematch. No doubt about it. He's a good fighter. He's solid and all that kind of good stuff. And I'm not trying to say he doesn't have a shot against Canelo. It's just that. You know, the first Charlo being off 2 years, that didn't ring with me too well because the inactivity I thought was going to play a part. Now this Charlo is a 154-pounder. How active has he been?
Well, he hasn't fought since he stopped Brian Castaño. And then afterwards, he hurt his hand in training when he was supposed to defend it against Tim Zhu. Now I'll say this: Canelo just signed a.
Why do guys fall out of fights with Tim Zhu?
I don't know, brother. Maybe, but I mean, he legitimately had a broken hand.
Okay,
Jermell Charlo. But remember, Canelo just signed a 3-fight deal with PBC. If we were to assume that Benavidez would be the toughest opponent that he could face, it doesn't make sense for him to fight him right off the rip if you know you have him for 3 fights. That's one way to look at it, just from a business standpoint. I mean, it's not the fight that the fans are clamoring to see, but it's still a heck of a fight. And I'm even more disappointed of the venue. Of course, it's going to be in Las Vegas. This fight should be in Texas, should be in Houston. It could probably do 60,000 people, easy. Jermell Charlo being from Houston, and of course, Canelo being the star that he is.
Yeah, but they want that casino money.
Yeah, it's all about the bread.
Speaking of all about the bread, so that's a bit of a bummer. Then we're not going to air we had a Charlo interview all lined up. I guess we're not going to air that at this point in time. That catches me like totally off guard. Maybe I didn't check the headlines this morning when I rolled in here, but that like, wow. So the bigger Charlo's out. Why is he out?
There's been speculations that Jermall has issues outside of boxing. You know, he said that, stop me if you've heard this before, that he's going through mental health issues. depression. He hasn't fought in 2 years. Remember a couple of years ago, he got in trouble bouncing a check. Another one was using a bad credit card. I don't think this guy's focused on fighting anymore. He hasn't fought in 2 years. The WBC middleweight champion, that's why Carlos Adames fought for the vacant title last week. So I just don't think that he's in the right headspace, especially to fight Canelo after 2 years. And people are criticizing that. Why would you fight a guy that hasn't fought in 2 years? So,
well, I was giving the bigger Charlo, the 160-pound Charlo, a bit of a shot because of the fact that he, although he'd been off 2 years, the fact that he was taller and he was a naturally bigger man. Because, you know, I think Canelo turned pro at 146, if I'm sure. I think 146 pounds. So he's like a welterweight, junior, middleweight. And, you know, as far as size is concerned, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But, you know, I just think that I was looking forward to the other Charlo. Okay, so this Charlo steps up. As far as fighting Benavidez is concerned, that should have been it. That should have been the fight. We shouldn't be tinkering around. For 3.5 years, he's been the mandatory contender. How much more time do I have to spend at number one before you give me a shot, Master?
I agree. The rules should be there are rules in place, right? And that's why sanctioning bodies are there. Those rules should be enforced. However,
three and a half years, he's a mandatory contender for Canelo Alvarez. And Canelo don't mention him except when I force it on him.
True, but let's not give Dave Benavidez a free pass. So he was supposed to have fought David Morrell.
Hold on. No. Here's what's up. I wouldn't fight Morrell if I wouldn't fight Morrell for nothing. There's no way in the world at this point in time, after building up almost 30 wins and all those knockouts, you're going to put me in with Morrell. Let Morrell come around later. Morrell's only got 6 or 7 fights, although he's a stellar performer, no doubt about that. I mean, he is the unknown commodity, I believe, at 168 pounds. Still, Benavidez had the coke problem. He missed weight one time. I understand that, but you don't penalize him 3.5 years for that.
You're right. Listen, Canelo has options. That's the only reason. You know, he has options. He's a pretty girl to dance. Everyone wants to hit the lotto and fight Canelo. There's about 5 or 6 guys you could say that he's quote unquote ducked. You know, guys like
Charlo.
He is not fighting Bivol again.
Let's be honest. Outside of Andrade's two second round knockout of a Quigley, Andrade's been pretty dull to watch.
He is. He's a very boring fighter. Me, personally, from what I'm thinking, I think this Canelo deal ends with him eventually fighting the winner of Crawford and Spence. I think that's
He's going to fight a welterweight. Oh, man. To show you how macho that guy is. Well, I'm fighting at 168. I'll make a welterweight come up to 160, 168 pounds to fight me. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's what's going to happen eventually. And Errol Spence is let's say if Errol Spence wins, Errol Spence turned pro at 154.
Yeah,
and shrunk down to 47.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
And Canelo's not big.
Mm-hmm. Straight up, it's Mike Tyson's birthday. We'll talk about that after the break. Of course, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm not afraid of nobody or anything but Allah. You know what I mean? And I know I got my issues. I'm belligerent. I'm sometimes vicious and violent, but that's just because of what happened. Yo, anybody, look at my life. Look at me. I've been embarrassed, humiliation, degradation, and any other T-I-O-N you can name that's negative, right? But listen, and you ask me why I'm angry, why I'm like this, and all of a sudden I look back in retrospect and say, oh man, I've been devastated. And the only thing you can say is that I'm paid, I'm rich, and my life and soul has been torn apart. I love you too.
Happy birthday, Mike Tyson, 57 years old. Of course, if you lived in the 1980s and in the early 1990s, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When he stepped into the ring, it was like pure terror, no doubt about that. And it was much-watch TV. Speaking of must-watch TV, Deontay Wilder is, of course, today's version of must-watch TV. Now, to talk about him fighting Andy Ruiz, first of all, what are the numbers on this one? Wilder's only lost to Fury, right?
Yes, Tyson Fury is his daddy. He's beaten him twice. And then, of course, the controversial draw that was in Tyson Fury's, after Tyson Fury's long layoff. So Andy Ruiz, I believe, has two losses, to Joseph Parker and to Anthony Joshua.
How many knockouts does he have? See, these are questions that I asked you to prepare for. Remember?
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
sir.
I did ask you to prepare for this, bros. That's why I had to call you out on that just right now. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Things are crashing around here. WBC's crashing. I'm crashing. I'm a little unhappy, of course, with the technical issues that I'm facing here, but I brought them on myself, so I'll deal with it. Last night, Roy Jones Jr. was in a boxing ring, I believe, against a guy by the name of NDO. Is that his real name, NDO?
Yeah, he's an Instagram fighter, but it was weird. It was a virtual, it was a celebrity boxing showcase, and they hyped it up, and people thought they were actually going to get in the ring together. And it was like some virtual nonsense. Did you see the clips?
Wow. So anyway, they charged $19.95, and some crazy stuff went down, evidently. Is it the... that exhibition went crazy with Floyd Mayweather a few weeks ago, of course, with John Gotti Jr. So is that the way these things are staged, and something's going to go off at the end so there is no end result?
I mean, they're two different companies. The celebrity boxing, they've been around for a few years. I mean, they've had guys like Todd Bridges fight on their cards, Jose Canseco, you know, guys from like the 80s with names. But this was garbage. I actually was really shocked that they pulled that off. I'm glad. I hope you didn't see it. I didn't see it. I saw the highlights on Instagram, and that was criminal. You know, that they charge people for that.
No, well, that no. But there's a sucker born every minute. Somebody had to buy it.
That is true. That is true.
I mean, you know, of course, more of it. Are you of the opinion now, no matter what they put on TV, that more events are stolen out than paid for? Is there a possibility that's true?
I know there's a large amount of people that don't pay to see the pay-per-views. I don't think we'll ever know the exact number, but there's certainly, they must be still making money that they're still doing this. You know, the pirates are always one step ahead, you know, so thank goodness for that. Because it's not like, no, I don't think any promotion or any cable company has ever given anybody a refund, you know, after a lousy fight.
There was one instance, I think they did in the 90s on a pay-per-view. They had to give money back for some reason. A court came in instead. A court order jumped in and made them give money back. I can't remember who exactly it was. Anyway, let's go back to the Charlo thing. I just got a shot on Charlo. The reason why Jermell Charlo moved up to 168 is that Tim Tszyu was going to kick his ass at 154. That's what I'm getting here. And that's what I was trying to insinuate earlier.
I mean, it's risk-reward, right? I mean, he probably would have made a fraction of what he's getting out of this Canelo deal.
But he was going to get drilled, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, but Tim Tszyu is unproven. You know, he's beaten guys that he's kind of expected to beat. I mean, his biggest win, Tony Harrison. And Tony Harrison, you know, as we all know, was a little bit past his prime. And then he had, yeah, he beat Pedro Ocampo, but Ocampo is not a world beater. He's a tough test type of guy. So I'm not going to say that he ran away from Tim Tszyu. I think it's more of a business decision. And okay. Jermell Charlo is 33 years old.
Okay.
You know, he's got to make his payday now.
Okay, back to Andy Ruiz, or Auntie Ruiz, as I call him. Of course, he... How come nobody goes to the body with Andy Ruiz? How come nobody ever goes to his body? He's got so much girth there. Why doesn't anybody? I've never seen anybody even attempt a body shot with him.
I mean, how many heavyweights really do? You know, I mean, I can't remember the last heavyweight who really went to the body. James Toney, Mike Tyson, you know, and I mean, those, just most heavyweights are headhunters. Andy, by the way, 22 knockouts out of 35 wins that he has. Andy's got very fast hands. You know, it's a shame. You wish that Andy took his career more serious. Because I think if you just skills wise, he's probably second only to Usyk. You know, he's a good fighter. Deontay Wilder, he's given him about 6-7 inches. Deontay said that he basically crapped on Andy Ruiz. He said that Andy Ruiz looks fast because he's got small hands, and he saw that. He basically said that he would have no problem with Andy Ruiz. So
I really don't think he would. I mean, come on. I mean, Andy Ruiz, of course, he was a decent boxer, but when you're fighting 50 or 60 pounds bigger than what you are, I think it's going to eventually have detrimental effects. And of course, he likes to party. We know he's not a serious guy. Mm-hmm. And what's funny about all this is he still with the Reynosos?
Think so.
Yeah, so evidently they're just mm-hmm. cashing in, because if they weren't looking to cash in, they'd have got his fat ass in shape.
Yeah, right. Because he fought Luis Ortiz with Reynoso. Now, if you want to make a case for Andy between the two, he's probably the fresher of the two fighters. Deontay's punch resistance may not be there after taking that beating.
I would rather see Deontay Wilder faded, an old Deontay Wilder, with the chance of him scoring a big knockout, than watch Andy Ruiz in his prime. I just would. I mean, one's must-watch TV, one's must-not-watch TV.
Deontay Wilder is must-watch TV. That is true. You know, he is. You blink and the fight's over. He does a lot of things wrong, right? I don't think you would ever teach a young kid, like, you know, show him a Deontay Wilder video on how to box, you know, the proper fundamentals. But the guy can crack. And you know, his power is supernatural.
Okay, speaking of heavyweights, Jared Anderson, undefeated, of course, 243.5 pounds, taking on Charles Martin. I think he was a former IBF title holder for a minute. I'm not sure anyway. Bottom line is Charles Martin came in at 250. Charles Martin looks well-fed. The other guy looks lean. Is this lunch meat for Jared Anderson here?
You would expect, right? Now, he's fighting in his hometown. You know, that's one thing. He's fighting his hometown. Jared Anderson is not someone who needs help with the self-esteem. He loves himself from Jared Anderson, right? Charles Martin has always been that type of guy that, okay, he was the IBF champ, then he gave it up to Joshua. Most recently, he fought Luis Ortiz, had his moments, fell up short. I think this is just one final big check for him. Jared Anderson should walk through him.
Charles Martin, I think, is handled by Henry Tillman, of course, the 1984 Olympic gold medalist, the guy that me and Henry, we got such history. Did I tell you a story about Henry, how I used to get up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning and run in the snow, and then I'd come back for lunch? I'd come back from lunch, and Henry was running after lunch, and I said to him, when did you get up? He goes, oh, about 20 minutes ago.
Wow. That's some dedication.
No. Bro. The team was chosen. You hear what I'm saying? They had their chosen team. I was with the part of the Western Olympic Trials thing. We were down like the last 15. But the bottom line is the team was chosen. He was getting up and running when he wanted to. All the rest of us were getting up at 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh. So special privileges.
Special privileges. He won the gold medal. He won it at home, of course, in L.A. More power to him. Of course, he was inducted with myself to the MMA USA Hall of Fame. Of course, that was a fortnight ago in Los Angeles, California. Young man, it's been a slow boxing weekend. I wish you the very best. Hug the kids. Kiss the wife. Have a great weekend, man. Enjoy it.
You too, my brother. Enjoy it. Happy 4th of July. And Jared Anderson may be the future of the heavyweight division. And we get to get a peek of him tonight.
A peek of him, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring. Thank you so much. Socrates Palmer, Boxing's PhD, of course, appearing exclusively and only on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes. I keep going and going, but I run out of time. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When I retire from boxing, I really don't know. I want to say something right here. You all might, this might make you all think. Life is not really long. Let's say the average person 30 years old. If you're 30 years old, you are not but about 7 years old. How can I prove it? Add up all the 7, 8, 9 hours you slept for 30 years. Out of 30 years, out of all the nights, last night when you went to bed and woke up this morning, you don't remember a thing. You've been unconscious for about 8 years. If you're 30 years old, you slept about 8 years. Okay. How much traveling have you done in 30 years? The television station to home, to another country, to another city, to school, to church. You've probably traveled 2 years your life has spent just getting back and forth to where you're going. So there's 8 years of sleeping, 2 years of traveling, there's 30 years out of your life before you accomplish anything. How long do you sit in school? In America, we stay in school from the 12th grade to, from the first grade to 12th grade. Same here?
Yeah, virtually.
6 hours a day?
Yeah.
6 hours a day for 12 years, break it down, you sit in the classroom for 3 years without leaving. Okay, 2 years of traveling, 8 years of sleeping, 3 years of school. How many movies have you went to? How many wrestling matches? How much entertainment? How many movie theaters, live plays, baseball games? Probably 2 years of entertainment. So by the time a man, you older people know him, bear witness what I'm saying, by the time you have children, by the time you have made a way for your children, by the time you've paid for your home, you're pushing 60 years old. So life is real short. So you add up all your traveling, add up all your sleeping, add up all your school, add up all your entertainment, you've probably been half your life doing nothing. So what am I, I'm 35 years old, 30 more years, I'll be 65. We don't have no more influence. We can't do nothing much at 65. Your wife will tell you that. So what I'm saying, when you're 65, ain't too much more to do. So did you know I'll be 65 in 30 more years? In those 30 years, I have to sleep 9 years. I don't have 30 years of daylight. I have to travel back to America, take 6, 7 miles. All my traveling, and probably 4 years of traveling in the next 30 years. About 9 years of sleeping. Television, movies, entertainment, about 3 years of entertainment. Out of 30 years, I might have about 16 years to be productive. So it's how we can all break individual lives down.
Of all time, of course, Muhammad Ali passed away. God, it's hard to believe that he passed away in 2006 in the age of 74. Of course, he was born January 17, 1942. I believe he served as a birthday with Robin Ortiz up there in Sacramento, California. Louisville, Kentucky. He died in Arizona, of course, septus. Bottom line is, you know, he was at the end of the road, no doubt about it. His health over the last few years was not something that I want to brag about. I didn't think it was some of those appearances that he made at the latter stages of life. I'm not sure that if I was him, I would have made those appearances. But, you know, he is what he is. I mean, I'm telling you, I've never met a man that was a greater soul, with a greater soul in my entire life than Muhammad Ali. Now, straight up, of course, Mike Tyson's birthday. That happened, 40, 57 years old. But somebody shot me some stuff this week on Salvador Sanchez. Of course, Salvador Sanchez, was he the greatest Mexican fighter of all time? Of course, 44-1. I mean, he went through some guys, no doubt about that. But before he became famous, he went through Felix Trinidad's father. Felix Trinidad, of course, the world welterweight champion, went undefeated at 147, I believe, and 154. Lost at 160, but at 154 and 147, he was undefeated. Felix Trinidad Sr. Was beaten by Salvador Sanchez in 1979. In fact, he fought 8 times in 1979. Of course, in 1980, he won the title when he stopped Danny Little Red Lopez in the 13th round. Of course, that was at the Veterans Stadium down there in Phoenix, Arizona. Of course, he was ahead on the scorecards. I mean, way, way, way ahead in the scorecards, and there's no doubt about it. He was controlling Danny Little Red Lopez. Of course, he came back, beat Ruben Castillo, went to 15-round distance with him. Castillo and I did some TV together down in L.A. about 25 years ago. Then he came back and trounced Danny Little Red Lopez again, 14th round, this time a KO, TKO. Of course, he was stomping Lopez's butt without it. Of course, came back and beat Pat Ford on decision. Sort of like he didn't seem like to want to really go after Pat Ford, sort of fought down to the level of his competition, I thought. Next time around, went 15 rounds with Juan Laporte, another guy I thought maybe he could have got out of there if he wanted to. Davey Pearl was a referee, and Davey told me that watching Sanchez fight, that Sanchez, he never knew if Sanchez was like giving 100% or not. He just looked so relaxed, you never knew. Anyway, after Laporte, he fought Roberto Castanon. Of course, he stopped him in the 10th round of a 15-round fight. Next up, Nicky Perez. It was a non-title fight that went 10 rounds in 1981, of course. Then he took on Wilfredo Gomez. And I was there, of course, talk about the Battle of the Little Giants down there, of course, Las Vegas, Nevada, August 21st, 1981. I was in the police academy in San Francisco. I cut school and went down to watch this fight. I mean, that's how important it was. I thought to me, they said to me, if you miss the police academy, you're fired. You're going to be fired. There's no doubt about it. So I called in sick to the police academy, and then what happened? I showed up on closed-circuit television on the telecast that night. So if anybody from the police department was watching, I was busted sitting there in Las Vegas picking my nose. No, I'm not picking my nose, but standing in front of a camera with Hector Martinez on the live pay-per-view when I was supposed to be sick at home. So that's just the way it was. Anyway, bottom line is Salvador Sanchez, of course, knocked Gomez down in the first round. Gomez came in at 32-0-1 with 32 knockouts. 32 knockouts and 32 fights. Of course, take that back, the one draw. But straight up, that was his first fight. I'm talking about his pro debut, Wilfredo Gomez, a Puerto Rican star. Of course, he was a star at 122 pounds. When he stepped up to 126, he met Salvador Sanchez. And when he weighed in that morning, he went to bed that night. Wilfredo Gomez went to bed that night at 127 pounds. He woke up that morning at 135 pounds almost. They couldn't figure out what. So he drank all kinds of water all night. Either he ate and drank all kinds of water or just drank a lot of water, period. But the bottom line is he was like 132 pounds in the morning. They brought him down to 130. They said, what are we going to do? Let's go downstairs. Let's get on the scale. He went downstairs, got on the official scale. It was 130 pounds for a 126-pound title fight. Man, that's a lot of weight. Anyway, he never made the weight. Don Jose Suleiman waived the last 2 pounds for him. Of course, he came in and fought Sanchez in the Caesars Palace Sports Pavilion. It's like, hell, like 4,000 people, greatest fight arena of all time, man. Holmes and Norton, I can go on and on. But the bottom line is Sanchez and Gomez hooked it up, and Sanchez came right out after Gomez, knocked him down in the first round and broke his cheekbone. From that point forward, although Gomez fought gamely, it was all downhill for Wilfredo Gomez from that point forward. I believe it stopped in the 8th round. Of course, it was a wonderful fight. I remember watching Sanchez leave his dressing room that night. It was the last time I ever saw him personally, but he left his dressing room that night. He sort of reminded me of boxing's Popeye. He was sort of like Popeye. He sort of had that Popeye look to him. Of course, Popeye the Sailor. But he just had that physique as well. He was sort of built, but lean. And anyway, bottom line is, pound for pound, was he the greatest Mexican fighter of all time? I don't know. I mean, that's really a stretch. You know, plus he died young. I mean, he died in 1980. Of course, the last fight that he had was against Zuma Nelson. Of course, Zuma came in at 13-0, lasted until the 15th round. It was a close fight. One judge had it 133-132. Of course, back when they were scoring 15-round fights, one judge had it 135-131. The other judge had it 134-131, all within 3 points or less for Azuma Nelson taking on, of course, Salvador Sanchez. At that point in time, Nelson was as green as guacamole. I mean, he was as green. I mean, he hadn't fought anybody really of world-class stature. And, of course, coming to us out of Ghana, he was a bit of an unknown commodity. But he went 15 rounds and got stopped in the 15th round. Of course, that was the swan song. That was it for Salvador Sanchez, 44-1, 32 KOs. As far as, again, back to the greatest Mexican fighter of all time, I don't know. I mean, I want to say that Chavez is probably up there. Of course, Chavez, you know, everybody has a little bit of controversy in their lives. Of course, they think Ricardo Lopez was the greatest fighter of all time. Of course, Jose Suleiman had a lot to do with him. He was the WBC 105-pound champion for a long time. And I don't know. He was small. If he was so good, why didn't he step up 3 pounds and fight Carbo Hall or one of those guys? I don't know how good he was. So anyway, they say he's the best fighter of all time. In fact, Roberto Duran looks at Ricardo Lopez and says, as far as form and throwing punches are concerned, that Ricardo Lopez is the best, according to Roberto Duran, the greatest Mexican fighter of all time is. And Duran's got some Mexican in him as well, but the greatest Mexican fighter of all time, that's what Duran thinks. Duran thinks it's him. So as far as my concern, of course, Chavez had the one disqualification loss early on, which was reversed and called a no contest. So he actually lost a fight early on. No big thing. I mean, of course, he went a long time before he did lose. And of course, the Meldrick Taylor fight, of course, that was historic in 1990. Of course, wow, man, Mike Tyson just got melted down like a month before in Tokyo, Japan. So the boxing world was abuzz. And then we descend on Las Vegas. I remember sitting there with Evander Holyfield, both before and after the show. We went to see the Delphonics after the show. Of course, they were a soul group out of Philadelphia. But, I mean, that fight was – that was an epic fight. I mean, you know, Chavez was losing going into that last round, without a doubt. But he pulled it out. And people say to me that Richard Steele stopped the fight too soon, or he didn't stop the fight quick enough, or everybody's complaining about Richard Steele. Don't complain about Richard Steele. Complain about Lou Duva. Lou Duva, the Fred Flintstone-looking guy. I was calling him a fat Fred Flintstone guy. The Fred Flintstone-looking guy, of course, is corner man. Of course, epic guy, legendary personality, no doubt about that. But he was standing on the ring, and he had the attention of Meldrick Taylor, and, of course, didn't have the attention of the referee. Referee Richard Steele was looking straight at Meldrick Taylor. Meldrick Taylor was looking at Lou Duva. Lou Duva was standing on the apron, standing up on the ring apron, in Meldrick Taylor's corner, making all kinds of noise. So that's what distracted him. So as far as getting on Steele's concerned, don't get on Steele for that. Steele, I think, did a good job that night. But back to Sanchez. If he isn't the best pound for pound, who is? Who is? Chavez? Lopez? I don't know. Canelo? I don't think Canelo belongs up there. I really don't. The reason why I say that is I think that a lot of the guys that Canelo's fought have been properly picked. Of course, now he's going to pick a guy that fought at 154 pounds. He's going to make him step up 14 pounds. 14 pounds. I mean, the other guy was stepping up 8 pounds. Of course, he stepped aside. The 160-pound Charlo has some, Socrates alludes to some above-the-shoulder psychological issues. Of course, bouncing checks and things like that. Hasn't fought in 2 years. Had some serious injuries, I thought. But, you know, I thought he was the more talented of the two. Now, they got the 154-pound guy going in there, and I'm not too high on that. In other words, if I was going to buy a fight, it wouldn't be Charlo, and it wouldn't be the 154-pound Charlo and Canelo Alvarez. It would be the 160-pound Charlo, because I thought that he had a better shot. I just thought he had better skills. He was 33-0 with 22 knockouts. Of course, the one guy, the other 154-pounder, lost to Tony Harrison, came back and dominated him. But, you know, he wasn't looking to go down there and fight Tim Zhu. I think this is a good move for Charlo, the 154-pounder. I think he makes a lot of money. He was going to eventually probably have to fight Tim Zhu either in Las Vegas or Australia. Of course, he wanted to fight him in Las Vegas. I think the fight was postponed once in Las Vegas, so that fight was going to go down. And you would probably, that would have been like, you know, who knows, he can maybe make a tenth of the money against Zhu than he would against Canelo Alvarez. But then again, there's a chance of him losing. So I have to see him stepping up to 168 and making the right move. Of course, this has all the, this is PBS, baby. This is Premier Boxing Champions. Of course, Al Heyman's fingerprints are all over this. Of course, when he couldn't get the 160-pound Charlo to step in, he got the 154-pound Charlo to step in. Of course, he signed a 3-fight contract with Canelo Alvarez a fortnight ago. Of course, Canelo's going to fight 3 fights on that one. Of course, the 3rd fight is supposed to be against David Benavidez. But Benavidez is going to be old. Benavidez is going to be done at that point in time. I mean, they have put him on the shelf for 3.5 years. 3.5 years. Come on, man. How much shelf life is a guy supposed to have? I mean, yeah, he made a mistake, but he didn't lose a fight. He made a mistake. He didn't make the weight. Didn't understand that. Of course, didn't make the weight. Lost the belt on the scales, but he won the fight. So he didn't lose. He didn't lose, but they're using these intangibles. So it's sort of like, you know, bottom line is I think they're giving David Benavidez a shaft, and they should be giving him the penthouse. He should. I think he deserves it. I think he's undefeated. I think he's done everything you asked for him. He has. As far as Canelo's concerned, of course, he lost to Bivol. He's not talking about the Bivol rematch anymore, is he? What happened to the Bivol rematch? Yeah. You know why? Because Bivol was going to beat him like he did the first time, very easily. So that's done. Canelo and Bivol, that's done. I want to fight him again, pounding on his chest. He was full of spit. He was pontificating. That's the best way I could put it. Canelo Alvarez is a pontificator at this point in time, not really a fighter per se. Why do I say that? Because he's just looking soft. He's looking old. He's looking like a guy that's got a whole lot of money. Let's go to a break. He's looking like a guy that's got a whole lot of money. And I have to tell you like this, once you get that money, things change. Ask Roberto Duran. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions.
They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number. They'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little soul side of town, the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out at towerofpower.com. Of course, they've been doing it since God knows when, 1968, I believe. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, tonight, we've got the future of the heavyweight division, the minds of some, of course, top-ranked things. So I'm talking about Bob Arum, of course, the CEO down there in Las Vegas, thinks that Jared Anderson is the potential future of the world heavyweight division. We'll see what's happened. He's 243 pounds. He's undefeated, taking on Charles Martin. He's probably about a 10-1 favorite. Of course, that's going to go down tonight on ESPN, fights on ESPN. It's a slow boxing week, without a doubt. Of course, the 24th, of course, Edgar Berlanga improved last week. Of course, he's still undefeated. Didn't score the knockout, per se, but I don't know. Against Jason Quigley, the sort of guy, look, Jason Quigley was the guy that got knocked out by Demetrius Andrade in two rounds, so I'm surprised he went the distance with Berlanga, because Berlanga can crack. Of course, Carlos Adama and Julian Williams last week, some people thought the referee stopped the fight too soon. I thought that Adama was ready to hurt Julian Williams. Julian Williams had taken too much. Julian Williams is a sponge. You can beat on him and beat on him and beat on him, and the residual effects you don't see right away. So why, you know, don't hurt a guy. He's losing the fight. He's not going to win the fight. Stop the fight. Of course, I know Bradman Edwards, of course, his corner man, was actually infuriated and this kind of stuff. But I understand the personal involvement. But the bottom line is, I didn't think he was going to win that fight. And there's no way in my mind I think a guy should take punishment for two or three rounds if he's already lost the fight. I mean, if it's over, it's over. It's like those UFC fights. I mean, if a guy's got his head handed to him after one or two rounds and it's a three-round fight or a five-round fight, why do you need to continue? Why? Except for Dana and those bloodthirsty fans. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay. Next week, Will it be the return of Virgil Ortiz? 18-0, 18 knockouts. The WBA regular welterweight title online against Amanis Statusus. So that's going to go down, of course, on the zone July the 8th, July the 15th. Richard Hutchins of Montana Love. Of course, Montana Love can fight a little bit. And the 22nd, the return of George Kambosos. Is he really coming back, George? Just go away. Of course, July 25th, Stephen Fulton and Inoue Inoue. Of course, Battle of the Undefeated coming to you from Japan, Tokyo, Japan. ESPN Plus will hold this fight for the WBO 122-pound title and the WBC 120-pound title. Of course, also on the card will be Rabasi Ramirez and Sayoshi Shimizu. Did I get that right? Probably not. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Another day, another dollar. Not too thrilled with this performance, but straight up, until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time on these same channels.